We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Aaron Boone update for the Yankees. DJ LeMahieu, who had fouled a ball off his foot on Friday or Saturday, we have an update. He has a pretty significant bone bruise, according to Aaron Boone, and he is not sure if LeMahieu will, quote, have enough time to be ready for opening day.
Now, that's code for he's not playing opening day.
Bone bruises are difficult because sometimes a bone bruise is actually a fracture. And so you don't want that. You don't want to believe that. But, I mean, foul ball off the top of your foot.
Look, there's nothing.
Just anything. What did he say about Aaron Judge? I'm done predicting when he's coming back.
Although he did predict today that he will play Wednesday night.
He went from, I'm not predicting. I'm not predicting, but hold on. I'm going to give you a prediction.
He's going to play Wednesday.
There's no one to be mad at because DJ literally fouled the ball off his foot.
Yeah.
And DJ's dealt with these medical issues for years, including a foot issue, if I'm not mistaken. But enough of this spring training. Like, put guys in, what's that called?
Bubble wrap.
This is why NFL players hate the preseason.
No, I get you. So I'm thinking right now off the top of my head, if DJ LeMahieu is out and he's not available to play on opening day, are we talking about like Jorbit Vivas as the opening day third baseman?
So it's either going to be...
Or Oswaldo Cabrera. Those are the two guys that jump out at me.
One of those two. And isn't it Jorbit Vivas?
That's what I just said.
You call him Jorbit?
No, I said Jorbit. I would never say Jorbit. I am a Latino, as you know. I'm married into a family.
Yeah.
I would never say that incorrectly.
I think you said Jorbit.
No, I said Jorbit.
Who's on first?
Is it a J or is it two L's?
It's a J, but you say it Jorbit. It's actually Jorbit Vivas, who is a left-hand hitting infielder. That's who you're looking at third base, right? I can't think of anybody else. It's Oswaldo Cabrera. And it's because it's not, forget Oswald Peraza. He's hurt, so you can put him away.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone for a few months. No, I know. They're ravaged by injuries. So you're looking at either Jorbit Vivas or Oswaldo Cabrera as your opening day third baseman if DJ LeMahieu is not ready to go. And Boone's saying that. I don't know if there'll be enough time. I'm going to do the tiki chair. That means he ain't going to be ready.
Yeah, he's not ready.
He's not ready.
Because if he was, he'd say, oh, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'd marginalize it. He's fine. He'll be back.
Or maybe Boone's learning his lesson, which is don't say everybody's going to be fine because nobody's fine.
That's true.
Sneaky feeling their opening day third baseman is going to be acquired this week.
Really?
What?
Yeah, this would not be the first. I'm trying to remember who was last year, 2 years ago. The Yankees could swing one of these deals for... They need a utility guy with Peraza out anyway.
No, they were looking at Kiki Hernandez. They've looked at super utility reserve.
Yeah.
I got to think about who else is still a free agent. Because I'm trying to think of the list. We know Blake Snell. We know Jordan Montgomery. We know Michael Lorenzen. We know J.D. Martinez. And we know Tommy Pham.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Tommy Pham is still available. I'm trying to think if there's like a middle infielder or third baseman that's still available in free agency that they could throw out there and say play for a few weeks.
Honestly, because what we saw from Cabrera two seasons ago, where he played everywhere.
Yes.
Remember that when he first came up from the minors? He played everywhere.
Yeah.
And he was actually pretty good playing everywhere.
Yeah.
So I don't mind if it's just Oswaldo Cabrera and you're not going to make some move that's going to be, I don't know, troublesome at some point down the line because DJ is not really that hurt.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, this sounds, if it's really just a bone bruise, if you take the Yankees at their word, this is one of those annoying, he's not ready for opening day, but it doesn't sound like this is something where he's going to miss an extended period of time. It just sucks, man. Like, I am giddy for this baseball season. We are a week and a half away from the baseball season starting. And where I'm at with the Mets is the same place where everybody's at with the Yankees, which is, can you just get to opening day with no more injuries? We've all had the injuries. Like, obviously, the Yankees lost Gerrit Cole. The Mets lost Kodai Senga. We know about the questions around Aaron Judge. It's just, hey, can you get to the start of the season with guys like ready to go. That's all I have left in spring training. That's all I care about with spring training. Like, we're going to air a spring training game on Friday. Mets-Yankees right here on this radio station. We're coming on right after.
Don't play anybody.
I'm going to score the game. I'm going to watch every inning. And let me tell you right now, I'm going to be watching just to make sure guys don't trip and fall and get hurt or pull a hamstring running to first base. I give permission for every Met and Yankee, do not run hard to first base, no matter how upset it makes Phil Mushnick. Because at the end of the day, no hamstrings.
No soft tissues.
No soft tissues.
By the way, last year, they got Frenchy Cordero the Monday before opening day and was on the opening day roster.
All right, so that's your basis.
I have a feel because they're already looking anyway. Now with the LeMahieu news, how could I not think that? By the way, Evan, you said you got Vivas's name right. How did you say you said it?
Jorbit Vivas.
Jury?
Are we talking about like Jorbit Vivas? Jorbit Vivas? Jorbit Vivas?
Hold on a second.
I love Bad Tiki, but Bad Tiki's opened up a world of AI, a world of maybe you stuck that in the Evan Roberts AI and got him to say Jorbit, because I wouldn't call him Jorbit. I would call him Jorbit.
Or maybe you just got it wrong. And you were using that as an excuse.
So you're going to be an afternoon drive host that lies about things we caught you in.
Jorbit Vivas?
I don't remember that.
Oh, you know who's a free agent? I'm sorry.
Change the subject?
No, I got third baseman free agents for you. I'm looking out for you. Evan Longoria. Bam!
You know what I'm in?
Why not? For a couple of weeks?
Why?
It'd be like that time you guys had Troy Tulowitzki for a couple of weeks.
Stop your reactionist. We're going to go sign somebody because he has a bone bruise on the top of his foot?
No, but Tiki, this isn't a matter of me thinking LeMahieu's out long term. It's a matter of, I mean, Oswaldo Cabrera, we saw this last year, but they need, what if Cabrera goes down? They got nobody left. They were already looking for a utility guy.
Yeah, so we got Evan Longoria. We got Gene Segura. Gene Segura's still out there. He could play a little third base. We got Charlie Culberson. Yeah, that's pretty much the list. Oh, I got a guy.
Dude, you're making it sound like the Yankees are desperate for talent.
It's only because he brought it up. I don't think they should have anybody.
It's almost pathetic what you guys are doing right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.